to Anetsi with today's Nutrition Chat. Anetsi, good morning. Welcome on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Anetsi, we're talking, as I alluded to, we're talking about tomatoes. And they're actually very useful, and they are a fruit, believe it or not.
Yes, for sure. So with tomatoes, really quite a very special little, well, you say little fruit, or as some people might think, vegetable. But tomatoes are a really, really good source of lycopene, and I'll explain a little bit about that later. But interestingly enough, tomato is a fruit, like we've mentioned, and it's from the nightshade family, which is originally native to South America. And I thought, maybe have a look what other fruits or slash vegetables might be part of the nightshade family. Uh-huh. And in there, you'll get your tomatoes, your bell peppers, eggplants, also your chili varietals, and then potato are all parts of nightshade foods.
Okay.
But with a tomato, if we just look at the nutritional information, this is really a good tummy filler. So if you are very hungry and you don't want to consume a lot of calories, you can, you know, use a little bit of tomato. Okay. So 95% of a tomato consists of water. Uh-huh. And then the other 5% of the tomato is a little bit of carbohydrate and fiber. So if we look at the nutritional, the calorie content of a tomato, 100 grams of tomato is 18 calories, which is 75 kilojoules. It's almost nothing.
Yeah,
if you think about 1 teaspoon of sugar, is 65 kilojoules.
Sure.
So you can actually eat 100 grams of tomato for the 1 teaspoon of sugar you might put in your coffee or in your tea. Mm. So for the calorie counters out there that want to eat something and maybe swap your 1 teaspoon of sugar for a tomato.
Uh-huh.
And then the sugars in there is mainly glucose and then fructose. And fructose, because obviously it's a fruit. And then the fibers in tomatoes, insoluble fiber. So obviously with fibers you get soluble and insoluble. But insoluble means that it doesn't dissolve in water. And for us, in terms of gut health, it will help to make food move through the digestive tract. It helps to add bulk to stool and prevents constipation. So that's sort of the fiber that we will get from tomatoes. Mm. And in terms of vitamins and minerals, except for the antioxidants, which we'll get to a little bit later, very rich in vitamin C. So if we think about the recommended daily allowance for vitamin C, which is, it's actually very low, it's only 60 milligrams, the RDA for vitamin C. So 30% of vitamin C you can get from one tomato, which is actually quite great. And then the other minerals like potassium, huge function in terms of blood pressure control. So it actually has got the ability to help you reduce blood pressure. So tomatoes really, really rich in that, as well as vitamin K, which is important for bone health, blood clotting factors. So a really good source of vitamin K. And then folate, which is very important for tissue growth, normal cell function. And all pregnant women will always supplement with folic acid before, you know, while they are pregnant or thinking if they want to fall pregnant. Everybody will take some extra folic acid these days. So also tomato, really, really good option for some folic acid. Then the big, big benefit that we get from tomatoes, and you even get it in a supplement source on its own, maybe is lycopene. Mm. So I don't know, maybe if you've seen lycopene on the shelf, that's really the red pigment in the tomato and a super, super strong antioxidant.
Okay.
So if we look at lycopene as an antioxidant, the benefits that we got to know from it is plays quite a big role in cancer prevention as well as in heart health. So reduces the risk for cardiovascular disease. It helps with cholesterol support. So just the balance between your LDL and HDL cholesterol. Also, interestingly enough, it protects the skin from sun damage, lycopene. as well as the bone strengthening properties, prevents bone loss, and it prevents your eye degeneration, so age-related eye degeneration.
Okay.
Lycopene has got a preventative function in there, and then the big thing is inflammation. So it prevents inflammation, it can reduce inflammation, it helps with blood pressure control, and then also neurodegenerative diseases. So so that's all that you can get from lycopene.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the amount and the concentration of it is key. So if we look at fresh versus processed, if I say processed tomatoes, I mean, if you think about byproducts of fresh tomato, like we use tomato paste or tomato puree or even tinned tomatoes, that is the highest concentration of lycopene. So gram for gram, your processed tomato byproduct will have more lycopene than a fresh tomato.
Okay.
It's just because it's a concentrated sauce. I always think if you think about all the tomato sauce, they had that big thing. There's 36 tomatoes going into one.
Yes.
So it is easier to eat a tablespoon of tomato sauce, for instance, with your potatoes or whatever you like to put tomato sauce on. But that's what they mean, gram for gram.
Mm.
Your processed tomatoes contains more lycopene than fresh.
Okay.
Yeah, so totally fine for us to use tomato paste, sauce, and then, puree or tinned tomatoes. And this is also where 80% of the Western diet comes from tomato.
Okay.
So, so really, really a good thing to have. The other strong antioxidant that we will get from tomato and tomato products is beta carotene. So beta carotene, the body converts to vitamin A. So vitamin A, C, E, selenium, zinc, very strong antioxidants.
Mm.
And antioxidants, obviously, for us also prevents inflammation, helps with free radical scavenging. So all of this you also get in the tomato. And then there's another one which is called naringogen, and this is also in the tomato skin, strong antioxidant and also responsible for decreasing inflammation in the body.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just something interesting of a tomato. So obviously there's the chlorophylls and the carotenoids and the lycopene that gives the rich color of a tomato.
Mm.
And in the ripening process of a tomato, basically the chlorophyll will be changed to carotenoids, and that's sort of where the coloring comes from. But the natural process and ripening of a tomato, the tomato actually produces a gas which is called ethylene.
Okay.
So commercially, tomatoes are harvested when they are green and immature, and obviously if you think, it just gives you a little bit more time in terms of transport and storage and all of that type of thing. But then companies will spray the tomatoes with this artificial ethylene gas to then sort of fasten the ripening process. But because of that, and then the red color that comes from it, unfortunately, we might lose the flavor because the ripening process didn't happen in a natural way.
Okay.
So you might find that tomatoes that you got from your neighbor that's got a little garden, and the one that you buy at the shop in a bag might taste different, and it might be because of the process that some of the tomatoes will go through because of the spray of this ethylene gas.
Okay. And also to a certain extent, possibly the way the tomatoes are grown in tunnels and things like that. Obviously it's necessary because, of the production requirements. But unfortunately, something gets lost in the process.
Yes, something will get lost in the process. But at least you will still get the benefits of the antioxidants. It's just the taste that might vary a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a very interesting thing, tomato allergies, very, very rare. But there are some individuals that might feel that they are allergic to tomatoes. But it's mainly if you are allergic to a grass pollen. So we call this a pollen allergy syndrome. So you are allergic to the grass pollen. But in this syndrome, your immune system attacks the fruit or the vegetable protein that is similar to the pollen that you are allergic to.
Okay.
So maybe if you are the person, you may be allergic to grass, but you feel that you cannot eat the tomato. So symptoms will be like itching and scratchy, itchy and scratchy in your mouth. Severe cases might even be sort of the swelling of the throat. And then also interesting that if you have a latex allergy, there's also a cross-reactivity to a tomato that might give you these symptoms of itchy and a scratchy throat. Yeah, so very rare, but it is out there.
So all in all, tomatoes are actually pretty good for you and relatively easy to grow, especially those little, I think they're called cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
You know, drop a seed in the garden, suddenly you've got 100 bushes that have sprouted up.
Yes, so it is easy for us to grow. And then there's various things that you can do with it, and it's so easy. I mean, you can maybe try to choose and pack that as a fruit instead of an apple. It's a good idea. And easy make like a tomato salad with some basil or coriander, black pepper, with a meal is really a good idea. Or then vegetarian based pasta sauces, bake the tomatoes in the oven with some garlic and onion, and you blend it up and you can have it with pasta, or even if you want a zucchini, is really. Or and then I thought there's lots of people that like to drink a Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh.
So tomato sauce is also a very juice. I mean, it's a really juice. Good source of lycopene. So the odd Bloody Mary is a good source of lycopene, and then very easy to make tomato soups. So you can just grill tomatoes with red peppers, and then blend it up with some vegetable stock or chicken stock, and you've got easy, fast soup that you can have.
Right.
Yeah.
And just something that you touched on in terms of the classification of tomatoes is that it's actually a fruit.
Yes.
And if I understand it correctly, by definition, it's a fruit because it's got seeds in it. But yet, in our diet kind of context, we treat it more as a vegetable because you think of it on your main dinner plate and not on the, let's say, dessert plate where you might want to have fruit, for instance.
Yes.
So it's almost a food group or a food that's got a bit of an identity crisis.
I think so. So if you can say it's a savory fruit, it sounds quite funny because in our minds we think fruit are sweet, but it's definitely a savory fruit. Yeah,
it's a savory fruit, but it's technically classified as a vegetable.
No, it is a fruit.
Now I'm getting all confuzzled. yes, it is a fruit. It's a fruit.
Yes, I think it's a... we can probably call it a savory fruit.
A savory fruit, yeah. And it's amazing. It just shows how confusing it is. And then, you know, you kind of want to put, you think about a tomato and an apple, you probably think, you know, are together, but but yet they're not. and no, also, just sure. Don't use it in a fruit salad.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to work either. But Sunetsi, thank you very, very much. Some very interesting info about the humble tomato, and thanks very much for that. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, they might want to be planning a diet, maybe for medical reasons. How do they get in touch with you to make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week and look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat, and this chat will be on our website later on today as well. So do pop on. That's wildcoastradio.co.za.
Wild Coast Radio.